Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. And my first guest this week is a friend of mine of many, many years. Always great when he's on the show. Pat Boone will be joining us. Then the lead singer, bass player, and writer for the Moody Blues, John Lodge, will be here. Actress Adrienne Barbeau will be joining us. Then next hour, author and movie maker Dinesh D'Souza will be joining us. Attorney and host of a new show on Oxygen called Killer Relationship, Faith Jenkins, and then we're going to be talking about a remarkable story that is so interesting it's going to be on TV with a three-part series about a Ponzi scheme with Barry Minko, and Dr. Gail Saltz will be talking about depression, and that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause momentarily. When we come back, my first guest, the first hour, is Pat Boone.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today, and you're listening to a song that has been written, produced, the brainchild of our next guest, who we just had on the show a couple of weeks ago, and it can't be enough. I tell you something, I've known this man since the early 70s. He is the best, no doubt about it. Joining us right now is the author of that song, legendary icon, Pat Boone. Hi, Pat. How are you, my friend?
Well, fine. I appreciate an introduction like that. I keep looking around. Who's he talking about? Oh, it's me.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that when you tell the truth, and you know this better than anyone, it's easy to keep on saying what you're saying because it's true. And in all the introductions that I've had with you, everything is true. Plus, I did it just the way you wrote it to me, so that's a little...
Yeah, you follow the script very well. Very well.
Yeah. This is a great song, and we were chatting about it a few weeks back. The vocalist is a young lady by the name of Wendy Moten, and you wrote this song. How long ago did you write it?
It was 30 years ago, Ron,
wow.
1991, when the L.A. riots broke out, and it looked like we had been bombed by a foreign enemy. You know, the smokestacks.
Yeah.
Rising all over South Central L.A. and really spreading across the county. And it was because a fellow had been beaten up named Rodney King,
right,
by the police. And, yes, he was resisting arrest. He was high, no question about it. But he didn't deserve what happened to him in the beating. But he recovered. He survived. And as he came out to meet the press, for the first time after the riots had begun and torn the city apart, instead of saying something inflammatory, he in a broken voice, he said, "Can't we get along? Can't we work? Can't we be friends?" And I cried then, Ron, at that, because I thought, wow, this is profound, this man's response to what he's been through. It's just say, "Can't we make it? Can't we get along?" And I wrote the song then, but I didn't have any way to market it right then. I wasn't on a label. I didn't have a record company to help me with it. So I did sing it in live performance with some black choruses around L.A. And then it just lay around for 30 years until these riots began to tear our country apart. And I realized the song really could be an anthem for where we are. And I got Jimmy Nichols in Nashville to write this great arrangement, and Wendy Moten, the gospel singer, and a black chorus. And then a guy named Tom Roach did this incredible video with it. And, you know, we're up to over 2.5 million views now.
Oh, that's great.
And it's growing. It's spreading because I'm doing interviews like I am now with you, but with WGN in Chicago and WINS WR in New York, and all these other stations that have been torn. And people are looking for some kind of answer, some kind of hope, some kind of path to recovery. Well, can't we work it out? and that's the question. But then we show the answers in the video.
Yeah, the video is sensational. Really, I mean, we can't do that on radio, but we want everybody to go look at the video. But it has done very, very well. And, you know, Pat, you and I have had this conversation before. You really broke the ground in a lot of cases when it came to bringing a variety of guests on your television show.
That was ABC. It was the third network. It didn't have as many built-in followers as NBC or CBS.
Right, right. I remember that.
But we had the number one show sometimes in the ratings, and part of it, a big part, was because we had of the guests that I had. I was the youngest guy ever to have his own musical variety show at 21, 22 years old, 23. I was still in college at Columbia University, but I was singing with Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, Sammy Davis, Johnny Mathis, the Mills Brothers, and on and on. And, of course, Little Richard and Fats would come on. And I was just thrilled with it, and the audience loved it, too. But Chevrolet was having trouble with their dealers in the South.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, but
isn't
it was,
that?
You know, this was mid and late 50s,
yeah.
So it was the reality.
You know, I remember when Plymouth was sponsoring, I think, the Petula Clark show, and one scene was that she grabbed the hand of Harry Belafonte and they canceled. Of course, you know how I feel about you. I've been appreciative that you let me be opening act for you a couple of times back
uh-huh.
in the 1840s. When we were, you know.
Who's counting?
You do something that a lot of entertainers, especially singers, are not so much today, but back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s have done, and that is you have opinions of what you feel that sometimes, and Elvis Presley falls into this category, never wanted to say anything, you know, that might have been political or maybe anti-establishment because he was afraid of losing an audience. You didn't have that insecurity. Never.
No. I felt confident in the basic, you know, goodness and goodwill of the American people, and people would nod and say, yeah, I think so. I agree with that.
Yeah, and you've done a heck of a job, and it certainly hasn't affected the record sales. Ladies and gentlemen, over 45 million records sold, 13 gold singles, 2 gold albums, platinum album, 15 major motion pictures, not one, not two, count them, three Hollywood Walk of Fame stars. And you still do the 50s show on Channel 5?
I do, yeah. We're in reruns now because the production has been shut down, just like in so many other ways. But we had well over a year of shows that I had done. So we're going back and playing some of the what we think are the best of the shows until we can get back in the studio, which we think is going to happen pretty quickly. And I'm on the show itself. I record it once a week, but it's on about eight times. And we've really built a very nice following.
Yeah, you have.
And I don't want to stop it because I wallow in the music of the 50s, but I want to, because I, as you may know, I had 41 chart records in
yep.
the 50s.
Yep. You know, one thing about reruns in a show like that, it doesn't affect the content.
You know, no.
because everybody wants to hear the songs over and over and over again.
Yeah, a bunch of music that we didn't think would last.
Yeah.
But, boy, were we wrong. I mean, it just won't go away.
There's been a rumor out there for many, many years when people would say, what did Little Richard think when Pat Boone sang these songs and, you know, kind of homogenized it a little bit because he was screaming and you were doing it in this eloquent voice. And I asked him one time, he says, heck no, I loved it. We were selling a ton of records when Pat sang
these songs. Yeah, he told me, I have the audio tape of him being asked on a black station, how did you feel when Pat Boone did your song, Tutti Frutti? He said, I was still washing dishes in a bus station in Macon, Georgia, because my record was getting played, but I wasn't making no money. But he said, when I heard Pat Boone did my song, I threw the towel down and walked out of there because I was going to make some money now.
That's such a true story. How's Shadow doing? Your little dog, understand that?
He's sleeping.
He's sleeping.
He's not up yet. He's doing great. He and me and my shadow.
If I didn't want to promote the song, Can't We Get Along, I was going to actually use that to come in on the show. It's me and my shadow.
Well, I didn't want you to wake him up because he'd be here barking and wanting to get out and wondering who I'm talking to. And he's a natural guard dog. So if he thinks that somebody's invading the premises, it's very hard to shut him up. I bought one of those anti-bark things. But it doesn't seem to faze him.
That's a compliment. It's like when somebody does an imitation of you. That's a compliment if your dog protects you. I try to get my wife to protect me. No, forget it. Forget it. This doesn't work that way, you know. Pat, we're going to pause for just a second. We're talking to Pat Boone, of course, an entertainment icon and a friend of ours for many years. And we're discussing his song that he wrote called Can't We Get Along? Very appropriate for these times, sung by Wendy Moten. Pat wrote it and produced it. And there's more to come with Ron Segee today.
Can't we get along? If I offer you my hand, would you refuse? We've all got so much to gain and everything to lose. Can't we get along? Can't we all get along?
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with another segment with my friend Pat Boone. We're talking about a song, Can't We Get Along, that he wrote for Wendy Moten. And you know, Pat, you have mentioned the fact that this project is probably the most exciting project out of so many things that you've done as far as songwriting is concerned since you wrote the words and music to Exodus.
I was just going to say, it to me ranks with that. Because, yeah, songs like Everybody's Gonna Have Religion and Glory, Wonderful Time Up There.
Yeah, I love that song.
Gospel songs or Ain't That a Shame or Friendly Persuasion, Speedy Gonzales, those things are great career milestones, but they don't rank as something that really has helped change people's attitude. The Exodus does because it supports Israel and reminds people that God's hand is on that nation and, in fact, we Christians are adopted into the family of God's chosen people. That's never changed. You know, there's a revelation that I've had that maybe a lot of people still need to have, and that is the whole Bible. We made a mistake by dividing it into Old and New Testaments because call the Old Testament the Jewish part. The New Testament is the Christian or Gentile part. No, the whole thing from beginning to end, every word was written by Jews, about Jews, for Jews, all centering in little Israel about a Messiah who would come to be a Savior to the world from Israel. I mean, we Christians, if we're really good Christians, are really just adopted Jews.
You know, I'm amazed at your knowledge about this. I always have been, and I know it's very close to your heart. I think a lot of the problems today, Pat, in fact, I think all of the problems today stem from the fact that nobody reads what happened in history.
Right.
And your solid foundation in religion certainly perpetuates your feelings today and how you act today because you know those books.
Well, I do, and I know that God, who created us, is the manufacturer. He knows how we're supposed to work. And if your watch, if you have a really nice watch and it stops running, if you can, you'll send it back to the manufacturer and say, "Hey, please fix this." And the Bible is the manufacturer's handbook, the instruction manual on how people created in God's image are supposed to act and live and do well.
I could sit down and talk to you for hours. You know that? Because you are, and I've said this before, and I'm not just blowing smoke in your ears because you're our guest and my friend and you've been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you are a man that changes. And that, I think, has been the secret to being, if I may say, 86 years old and still on top of the game and still relevant in this business. Because you change with the times. First of all, you know, made it tough on me as a kid because I couldn't keep those doggone white bucks clean. Jeez, I tried everything possible. I go outside.
You got that little bag of white powder.
I got that powder. I had it on my face. I had everything. You know, it was unbelievable. Go from being a teen idol, graduating into the teens, getting older,
mm-hmm.
going to the movies. You are active in what's pertinent in the country at a specific time. You're an actor. You do great television commercials. I wish I had something to sell because I was
Well, can I tell you something, Ron, that I don't think I've made you aware of, and I need to send you some samples. I have recorded more songs. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you. We've done the research. Frank Sinatra recorded some 1,500 songs, and all classics. Bing Crosby, my idol, recorded some 2,000. I have recorded over 2,300, cut across all genres.
Yeah.
Country, gospel, pop, hard rock, heavy metal, jazz, a cappella, two albums of a cappella singing. I don't like to think that this all music, most of it, albums, not singles. Therefore, if you didn't buy the album, you don't know anything about my recordings of, for instance, Flowers on the Wall, the Statler Brothers, or You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling. I do both their parts of that song, and it's a really terrific record. Well, I have created something called Pat Boone's Kaleidoscope. You know what a kaleidoscope
sure,
is?
Sure, absolutely.
But this is a musical kaleidoscope, and there's a network that goes around the world called BNR out of Virginia, and we're doing a show for an hour from a gospel song to a rock and roll song to a country song to a patriotic song to a novelty, and you never know what's coming next. Of course, it's all my voice,
yeah.
But with different arrangements, different sounds, from Stagger Lee to Ave Maria.
Oh, wow.
It is an incredible variety potpourri, and that's why I call it Kaleidoscope. I'm going to send it to you so you'll have an hour or two of just the incredible variety, and you mentioned it, that the ability to just get into, slide into a kind of music and adopt it and sing it and enjoy it, and then out of that into something else. Totally different. I think unique. Bing Crosby never did it. He hated rock and roll.
Right.
Frank Sinatra hated rock and roll. None of them did country.
Right.
None of them did any heavy metal. Or now, of course, they would do a variety of types of music, but nothing, not the whole songbook.
See, as a singer myself, my wife knows this, but she still gives me a hard time with it. She says, how can you sing a song that is a ballad, let's say like one of your songs, you know, mm-hmm. Love Letters in the Sand, and then mm-hmm. sing Runaway by Del Shannon.
Yeah.
And I says, that's the variety, because even if you listen to anyone, all those people that you mentioned, every yeah. single one of them, Engelbert Humperdinck, Tom Jones, they're in a specific arena, and they yeah. stay in that arena, and I think that somebody like yourself has to show the public that you can do all of those things. I remember when you were doing Earth, Wind, and Fire.
On
a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. The Jay Leno show at the MGM Grand. I was in the audience, you know.
Yeah, and so, then I've recorded with James Brown.
Right.
Got a brand new bag.
Yeah, I love it.
With the artist.
Yeah.
Their songs with him. Now, of course, these are black artists, giants. And if they thought that Pat Boone was taking from fellow black artists back when I recorded Tutti Frutti or Ain't That a Shame, or they would not want to record with me now.
Right, that's exactly.
But they know that I was furthering their music, not played on pop radio, and it wasn't going to.
Until a mainstream singer like you sang it. See, when you commented on the fact that you were wondering who I was introducing in the beginning of this interview, who are you talking about? Everything that you just said is the reason why all those things I said were true. So please keep that in mind.
Well, I have been too eclectic for my own good. My wife used to say, Pat, people wonder, who are you?
Keep them guessing.
All those things.
You know, she came from a musical family, ladies
very
and gentlemen.
Very much so,
her
yeah.
Her father is Red Foley, great country sensational
mm-hmm.
star. Yeah. Well, Pat, I don't have to tell you this. You know this. You are welcome here.
Please do.
Hey, Ron, I want to come on the air and talk. Let's just do it. But again, it's Can't We Get Along, sung by Wendy Moten, written by, of course, our dear friend Pat Boone. The video is out right now. Check them out on Sirius XM's 50s on 5 channel. I'm looking forward to having you back.
Well, I'll send you a copy, at least one of those kaleidoscope shows, and I know you'll enjoy it more than most because you won't be surprised.
Well, you have sent me CDs in the past. I have them here in the studio,
yeah.
So I really appreciate you doing that, and you will come back.
Okay, yep, you know where I live.
Yeah, can't get away, as they say.
That's right, I'm not going anywhere.
I hope not.
Thank you, Ron.
Pat Boone has been our guest. Jeez, I love when he's on the show. He's such a nice man. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's reports of ongoing shelling in Russian separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. Some say it may lay the groundwork for a Russian invasion. President Biden said the chances of it happening soon are very high.
My chances will happen in the next several days.
Biden says Russia is moving more forces in, not out of areas surrounding Ukraine, like the Kremlin says, and that Vladimir Putin is trying to create a pretext for an attack.
We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation to have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains.
We are laying it out in great detail, with the hope that by sharing what we know with the world, we can influence Russia to abandon the path of war and choose a different path while there's still time.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'll be right back.
back. Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgie today. But even better, you're listening to the music of our next guest. I got to tell you something. This man is one talented individual. There is no doubt about it. You may recognize that song because it first was released in 1967 on the Search of the Last Chord album by the fabulous Moody Blues. It's being redone with our friend, legendary bass player, one of the 10 best nominated on the planet, songwriter and vocalist, John Lodge. Hey, John, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
You know, it's always very scary, as you know, to redo a hit because you never know if you can recapture the excitement and all the accoutrements that go along with it. But you have done it with this recording that we just played, which, by the way, was recorded live in Las Vegas on the Royal Affair Tour. What made you redo this, John?
The Ride My Seesaw has always been the encore song from Moody Blues, and I wanted to do it on stage live again, and I've got a fantastic drummer called Billy Ashmore, and I said, Billy, you know, want to have a new engine driving these songs, a bit like the 1812 Overture. I wanted to have real energy, because 2022, I think, is going to be an energy year. And I still wanted to keep all the harmonies and the ethereal side of the Moody Blues incorporated. I didn't want to lose that. I just wanted the engine room to be more powerful. And so we rehearsed it, went on the stage, and then John Davidson joined me from Yes. And it took on its own meter. It took in its own persona, really, this song on stage. And it became exciting again. And I thought, yeah, if it's exciting for me, hopefully it's exciting for new listeners.
Well, John, I got to tell you something. You pulled it off because a lot of times singers and bands, they say, well, I don't want to redo something because I don't want to, you know, do it so that doesn't give it a lot of justice. But boy, you pushed it to a new edge, and with John Davidson in it, it just sounds fantastic. And I mentioned before you did it in Las Vegas with the Royal Affair Tour, but it's part of the new CD that's out right now. It came out not that long ago, which is the Royal Affair and After. And I'm assuming there's a little bit of a message with the title of that CD.
Well, it's what I want to do. It's a soundtrack of my life, the Moody Blues, and I wanted to just keep the Moody Blues music alive. And on my live concerts, I do songs with Mike Pinder and Ray Thomas and Justin Hayward, of course, and also. But I wanted to Graham Edge to record his poetry from Days of Future Past, and Graham went into the studio with me and recorded the poetry, and I said to him, there's going to be a space always on my stage show where I walk to the side and all the audience will just hear you saying your poetry.
Well, that's beautiful. Now, this is a song with a message, and it's a message kind of yourself and how you feel about how life is full of highs and lows, and you can't ride the wave forever, as you know, just like so many legends like yourself, that this business is a very tough business to ride the wave on the very top for a long time. But boy, I tell you, you guys have done it. You have done it.
Well, you know, it's just like riding the wave, you know. If the high point is fantastic, but, you know, like any surfer knows, come down a little, paddle a while, take a break, let the ripples wander under you until you're ready emotionally and physically to get back on that wave. And you can keep the glass half full, I think, all the while, and not be half empty, you know. So that way you could stay positive, because you know something else will, another door will open for you, you know. Like the surfer, always looking for the next big wave, is not looking for crashing on the rocks, really.
Well, you know, know, I've never heard it put quite that way. You have kind of surmised the whole situation with that statement. Forgot to mention the fact, of course, that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is another one of your accomplishments in the 2018 inductees. And the band, 10,000 Light Years Band, boy, are they hot. That's a great band you have.
Oh, yeah, the guys in the band that I'm really excited about, you know, because my keyboard player, musicals guy, is with Alan Hughes for years with the Moody Blues, and we've got a great relationship. He knows what I want to do, and it works, you know. When you got a combination, it works. It's fantastic.
Now, there is a limited edition of vinyl that's going to be released on the 28th of this month. That's very cool, and of course, you can get the song right now, and on the whole CD for that matter, by downloads. You have a pretty extensive tour coming up here in March. Very quickly, I want to run down it, then I urge everybody to go to John's website, but he's going to be on the 8th in Norfolk, Connecticut at the March Infinity Hall, then in Millville, New Jersey on the 9th, and then in Riverhead, New York on the 11th, the Fairfield, Connecticut warehouse, and on the 12th, the 13th in Hartford, on the 15th, Sellersville, Pennsylvania, Annapolis on the 16th. Geez, this sounds like the old days. Richmond, Virginia on the 17th. Nashville, Tennessee on the 19th. You're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. Two shows in one night. And then in Jacksonville, Florida, and in Dayana Beach, Florida. Two shows in one night. That's pretty aggressive, you know that, John?
Now you say it like that, it also sounds aggressive to me. I think, when did I sign for this? I'm looking forward to it. I've been rehearsing with a band. It's, you know, I haven't been on the road for 2 years. So rehearsal was fantastic. I rented a rehearsal room with stage and sound and lights and pretended it was a gig, and I really enjoyed it, you know, and as I say, it's been a long time.
No, that's great. What does it feel like to be voted one of the 10 most influential bass players on the planet? I mean, that's up against a lot of people, and boy, that's a hell of an accomplishment there, my friend.
I don't know. To be honest, you know, I got into rock and roll because I love rock and roll music, whether it's out rock and roll or Buddy Holly. It doesn't really matter. It's something that's in my psyche. And everything else has come along is because I enjoy what I do. And I've never been out to try and win any awards. This seemed to happen. But, you know, I love what I do, and I'm really, really happy there's a lot of people out there who enjoy also what I do, you know, this journey together.
Well, I know you love what you do, but you know what? Sometimes even better is the people who love what you do, and we are out there for you, John. What is your website, John?
It's johnlodge.com.
Okay.
And also, of course, moodybluestoday.com.
Okay. And again, the great CD that we're talking about is called The Royal Affair and After. The tour is called The Royal Affair Tour. And the song, of course, is the remake of the great 1967 song that John wrote and did a superb job in redoing. And that, of course, it was on the album. I think it was on the album In Search of the Lost Chord. And that's Ride My Seesaw. Hey, John, I tell you something. This has been a real delight having you here. You're quite an individual and a great musician and songwriter. And we're glad that you joined us today. And, boy, don't be a stranger around here in 2022. We'd love to have you come back, my friend.
I'd love to be on the road and coming by your way. I'd love to be. Let's hope this craziness disappears and we can all get on with our lives.
Amen. I'm with you 100%. John, thank you so much for joining us. Be safe out there on the road, and we look forward to your return, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Our guest, and a very special one, too, legendary bass player, songwriter, and the vocalist of the fabulous Moody Blues, our friend John Lodge. Really good to have John on the show with us. And just want to remind everybody, the dates that we gave earlier in the show are all in March for John Lodge. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Us the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. I'm very happy to have our next guest with us. She used to be with us a lot of times, and for some reason, we have not had her on the show again, but she is back. I love this lady. She is such a talented one. And we are going to be talking about a film that is set to release today called For the Love of Jesse. Joining us right now is the beautiful Adrienne Barbeau. Adrienne, welcome back to the show. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Ron. Your name, and I thought, oh boy.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but boy, I got to tell you something. Still as beautiful as ever and talented as ever in this new show that's coming up. I'm very excited for this. It's being released today. It's called For the Love of Jesse, and you play a mom this time around.
I play a mom this time around. And actually, a grandmom at one point.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I play the mother of a doctor, a young man, played by Randy Wayne, who's very much in love with his very pregnant wife and is devastated when she dies during childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And he is left with raising my grandchild.
Yeah.
This is not a mom you'd necessarily want to have. Yeah. She shows up and she's not incredibly likable. She and her son have a prickly relationship, but she shows up because somebody's got to help him take care of this baby. And finally convinces him that he's got to hire someone, a housekeeper, nanny, to take care of the baby. Does not like the woman that he hires, who has her own history, having lost a child. And it is a love story. It is a story about second chances. And even in the case of my character, the changes that can take place in a person as a result of love. It's not like, you know, the people who usually watch me to see me screaming and yelling and the ghosts coming or the horror. This is for a much, much wider audience.
Well, you know, it's unique here when you say that he got a nanny, because the nanny, according to what I saw, was actually a former patient of his that lost the baby to a miscarriage. So he decides to hire her because she needs a job. And you didn't really agree with this arrangement. I mean, ultimately...
No, because she shows up wearing, you know, she's got tattoos, she's got a biker jacket on, she's, you know, she's got her hair shaved. This is not someone I want. In fact, I have a line. I hope you're not here to apply for the job dressed like that.
Yeah. It would be a frightening thing to see. The thing about it is, though, is that this movie, even though it came out today, it was the winner of a Best Screenplay in Los Angeles' Film Awards back in 2017. So this was done a couple of years back, right, Adrian?
Well, no, the screenplay was written in 2017.
Okay.
And then they, you know, just as they were getting ready to start filming, and I should have looked this up. I'm not sure if we did this in 2018. It must have been, maybe it was early 2019.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Just as they were ready to start filming, the actor that David McAbee, our writer-director, had written the role for to play the doctor, my son, passed away.
Oh, gosh, really?
And so then it was, you know, a question of if they were even going to continue. But they did, and they hired Randy Wayne, wonderful actor.
Yes, he is.
And went on and made the film.
You know, you have had such an illustrious career over your life, your young life. You know, of course, everybody remembers Maude back in 1972. A lot of horror films, as you alluded to earlier. Someone's Watching Me, The Fog, Escape from New York, Swamp Thing, gosh, Two Evil Eyes, Creepshow. And you did some voiceover work, too, as the Catwoman on Batman, the animated series. Do you like doing voiceover works? A lot of actors and actresses like that, because they can, it's like being in a costume at an amusement park. You can act really silly and nobody sees you.
I like about it is you don't have to put a costume on. You know?
No makeup, no nothing.
I love doing voiceover work.
Yeah.
Right now, when I'm not acting, I do video description for the blind.
Really?
So that when you're watching your television show, if you hit your secondary audio channel program button, you can hear a voice describing what is happening on screen in between the dialogue, so that someone who's visually impaired, you know, hears the actor speaking, but then hears my voice or another actor's voice describing the action. So, and fortunately, because my son is a music producer and he has a studio here at the house, I've been able to do some of my voiceover work even as we are sheltering in place.
Yeah.
So that's been very nice. And I love doing voiceovers. I do a lot of video games. Fallout 76 and God of War and Halo 4 and, you know, they're great fun. Love them.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, yeah. The problem when you do that, they don't see your beautiful face. They should put like a little 8x10 there on all these video games. This is the beautiful person who you hear on this. As I mentioned before, it's released today, and it can be found on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Comcast On Demand, CBD.com, ChristianCinema.com, Walmart, Target, and Best Buy. And I couldn't be happier for you because I think that this is a great movie. It has been described as a path to a second chance for heartache and drama and redemption. And this is the kind of movie that you like to watch at times like this because it makes you feel you've gotten a second chance at life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Adrian, you have to do me a favor now, okay? This is favor time. You can't stay away as long as we have had in the past, right? You got to come and visit us more often. I love when you're here. You're a great actress, a nice, nice person, and I really miss not talking to you. Can we make a little note that you'll be back soon?
You know what? I have another film releasing. It's a golf comedy with Dan Loria and Amber Liu, the K-pop star.
Yes.
So I'd be Eagle and the Albatross. I'd be happy to come back and talk about that. And then I've got three more horror films that are in various states of post-production. There's a really good one. It's the only one I've seen, so I can't talk about the other two, called Unearth with Mark Blucas. And so hopefully when those are ready to be seen, I'll come and talk to you again.
Let's do it, Adrian. Love when you're here, and congratulations on this film, For the Love of Jesse, and we'll look forward to having you back next month.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Adrian. Our guest has been Adrian Barbeau. And stick around. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Bible.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour for being part of the program, and they include my friend of many, many years, a lot of years, Pat Boone. Also from the Moody Blues, John Lodge, and actress Adrienne Barbeau. Next hour, Dinesh D'Souza will be joining us. He's an author and movie maker, very, very bright guy. He'll be chatting about some of the things that are happening in our society these days. Attorney and host of Killer Relationship, a brand new show on Oxygen, Faith Jenkins, Barry Minko with a fascinating story about his life in a Ponzi scheme, and Dr. Gail Saltz talking about depression. And that's next hour with Ron Segi Today.